This is the Phyllis Schlafly Report from Eagle Forum. Mrs. Schlafly is a constitutional attorney, pro-family leader, and the author of more than 20 books, including No Higher Power, Obama's War on Religious Freedom, an important new book that exposes the undeniable campaign to secularize America by the Obama administration. And now, here's the president of Eagle Forum, Phyllis Schlafly.
It's no secret that the mainstream media ignore events that do not fit in with left-wing ideology. Here's a story you probably did not hear on the news. 19-year-old Manuel Garcia took a gun to the San Antonio restaurant where his ex-girlfriend worked. She wasn't there, but he opened fire on other employees, who then started to run out of the store, but he ran after them, shooting in the parking lot and inside the next-door movie theater. Garcia wounded one person, but the evening did not become a repeat of other disasters. Off-duty sheriff officer Lisa Castellano was in the theater that night, and she was carrying a gun. She ordered Garcia to drop his weapon. He refused, and then she shot him. He was then arrested by another off-duty officer. The media reaction was silence. Funny thing, there was hardly any coverage outside of San Antonio. That's particularly striking when you consider that this happened just a couple of days after the Newtown, Connecticut shooting. This was a time when the media and the left were obsessively asking what could be done to prevent another mass shooting. Their suggestion, of course, was gun control, taking guns away from law-abiding citizens. But when a mass shooting was prevented, the media turned a blind eye. When an armed citizen stops a shooting rampage before anybody dies, that doesn't fit in with the left-wing narrative. The media would rather have a story that allows them to demonize gun owners. Imagine how different the tragedies in Newtown and Aurora might have gone if there'd been a movie patron or a teacher with a gun. Citizens with guns have a far better track record at stopping mass murders than do liberal anti-gun policies. The lesson here is, the best way to stop a bad person with a gun is a good person with a gun.
This has been the Phyllis Schlafly Report from Eagle Forum. Do you underestimate the important role of your state legislators? Don't. There's much state senators and representatives can do to protect your rights, your paycheck, and your personal freedoms. At eagleforum.org, join the blog with Phyllis Schlafly, and you'll be empowered and informed. That's eagleforum.org. Thanks for listening, and join us next time for the Phyllis Schlafly Report.
World-renowned physician and stem cell expert Dr. David Steenblok, D.O., and his research staff have spent years developing all-natural formulations that support the body's own stem cell production and mobilization system. An everyday stem cell supplement, creating the birth of Stemgevity. Stemgevity stem cell mobilization formula is for use by men, women, and children of all ages to support your body's stem cell system naturally, quickly, and safely. Stemgevity helps support your heart and circulatory system, bones and joints, liver, skin, brain, and much more. Order your bottle now at Stemgevity.com today. That's Stemgevity, Stemgevity.com. Or call now toll-free, 800-300-1063. Buy two bottles and receive a third bottle free by mentioning RBN. Anyone who wants to get healthy needs Stemgevity. Call 800-300-1063 today.
What will you do without freedom? That's the question the American Freedom Party is asking as a high-tech surveillance state continues to be constructed in the one-time land of liberty. Through methodical gradualism over many years, the United States has been hollowed out economically and morally. The Republican Party is little more than a partner in crime to the open globalism and cultural Marxism of the Democrats. Both parties support the offshoring of American industry and jobs, open borders, endless wars of aggression all over the world, and slavish obedience to Israel and to the banksters and gangsters of Wall Street. The American Freedom Party is guided by the sole principle of supporting what's good for America and Americans. The American Freedom Party rejects the archaic liberal conservative paradigm in favor of an outspoken advocacy of freedom and liberty that rings true to America's traditional values and way of life. The hour is late, but America can yet survive and begin to thrive again if enough Americans act to regain their freedom. The alternative is too bleak to contemplate. Learn more about the American Freedom Party by going to AmericanFreedomPartyInfo.us. That's AmericanFreedomPartyInfo.us.
I'm Larry Pratt of Gun Owners of America, and I want to invite you to join the Second Amendment movement with Gun Owners of America, the only no-compromise gun lobby in Washington. Take action by becoming a GOA member today by going to gunowners.org. Gun Owners members receive the GOA newsletter, fact sheets, alerts, certificates, and more. But there's more to joining GOA than just a list of member benefits. The united voice of GOA members has been successful in defeating restrictive legislation designed to disarm our population. GOA has helped get strong constitutional members of Congress like Senator Ted Cruz elected. And with your help, GOA will continue to successfully defend the rights of gun owners in the courts. Participate in our efforts to restore and preserve the nation's right to keep and bear arms. All contributions to our lobbying efforts are used exclusively to support or oppose firearms legislation. Join online at gunowners.org.
Welcome to the What Really Happened radio show. Putting America first, second, and third. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome to our show today. It's Friday, January 10th, 2014. Thank goodness it's Friday. Thank goodness it's Friday. Thank goodness it's Friday. We got a lot of stuff to talk about today. Claire will be joining us in the third hour, as she does almost every week here. Our phone lines are open, 800-313-9443, 800-313-9443. Sam is sitting in our control room, twiddling the dials, keeping us out of trouble, and ready to answer the phone when you call on in. I want to respond to Phyllis Schlafly's commentary. This is one of the topics on which I'm absolutely in agreement with her. The news media will focus on these mass shootings. They'll never mention that these mass shooters overwhelmingly are either on or withdrawing from SSRIs. The message is always demonize the guns, demonize the guns, demonize the guns. Whenever anybody thwarts a crime with a legally owned firearm, it is not considered newsworthy, and this is not simply by happenstance, because over at whatreallyhappened.com, we have a link to a video from back in 1995, where Eric Holder is saying people need to be brainwashed into thinking negatively about guns. So this is official U.S. government policy to brainwash you, the American people, to think guns are bad. We don't want guns. Take our guns away, and we'll make sure that only the government has guns, which worked out really well, of course, for the German people during the Nazi regime, when only the government had the guns. All righty. I know by now you're probably sick and tired of hearing about the hard freeze and global warming, probably not as sick as all those people who are still right now digging out from under all of that snow and ice. But I am going to hit it a little bit hard because, again, they're still pounding. Oh, this is global warming. This is global warming. Apparently, the week 50 Northern Hemisphere snow cover of last year, we're talking 3 weeks ago, 4 weeks ago, was the third highest on record. So this idea that snowfalls are now a thing of the past, which is what all these carbon Nazis were saying 10 years ago, absolutely did not work out. They're out there scrambling to try and come up with scientists to say, oh, yes, this all makes sense. This fits our theory. No, it doesn't. Because on the basis of their theory of human-caused global warming 10 years ago, they were making all these predictions. Greenland would lose all of its ice. The Arctic would be ice-free. Snowfall's a thing of the past. And none of them came true. And that's all you need to stay focused on. We're now beginning to finally discover just how hard the homeless population of the United States was hit by this record freeze that we just had. They've already found a few dead bodies, a lot of people suffering frostbite, couldn't get to the shelters, the shelters were trying to take in everybody that they could, but there just simply wasn't enough room, and a lot of people really got harmed by this. A lot of the local school districts all around the Midwest and the Northeast are having to adjust their calendars. They were closed by snow for so long. They're talking about actually delaying the start of next summer's summer vacation for the kids. So that was a major impact on them. And, of course, with all that snow that was falling all across the United States of America, that white stuff, that they were insisting was a thing of the past, has led to an increased danger from avalanches. And they're already putting out public service announcements all over the mountain regions. This is a real problem. You've got to be careful. And the United States doesn't have the avalanche prevention infrastructure that you see across most of Europe. Most of the ski resorts do. But the undeveloped areas of the mountains, there really is not a lot of avalanche control going out there. By control, meaning we close all the roads, fire an artillery shell into the snowmass to knock it down when we know nobody will get hurt by it. That's basically how they deal with the avalanche threat. But there have been already some deadly avalanches out there. Over in Vail, Colorado, the founder of Vail's grandson became the second Colorado victim of an avalanche this year. So that's getting a little bit of news out there. But yeah, avalanche, snow, cold, cooling. Interestingly enough, again, more and more of the corporate media is beginning to desert this human-caused global warming bandwagon. Another story from the Daily Mail saying it's global cooling. The return of the Arctic ice cap. Now, they're giving a figure of 29% growth over last year. Others are saying it's even more than that. But I'll take 29%, because if the Arctic ice cap is growing, then Al Gore's promise that the Arctic would be ice-free by 2013 obviously was another one of their hysterical, failed predictions. Now, I hate to say I told you so. Actually, that's not right. I really rather enjoy it, but only earlier this week I was saying, here's what's going on. I predict a carbon tax is coming. That's why in the middle of this hard winter, they're pushing global warming. Just complete nonsense. And today we started seeing news stories, trial balloons, testing the waters for whether the public will accept a carbon tax. And we saw one over at Penn Live. The headline read, here's why a carbon tax is key to fighting global warming. So they're already out there trying to sell that. Because the federal government was expecting this windfall of new tax revenues from Obamacare. That has not worked. And in as an act of absolute desperation, they're looking to sell you a carbon tax during the spring thaw. It looks like they're not even going to wait for the spring thaw. They're already out there pushing this. Another article over at sctimes.com announcing a presentation, a public meeting, a town hall to just impress upon the public why it is imperative that we get a carbon tax right now to stop global warming. Now, somebody sent me an interesting document. We had linked this to whatreallyhappened.com some time ago, but I felt it was worth a reprise. The idea of global warming as a threat, when the geological and fossil record shows that the warmer the Earth gets, the more life flourishes, was an idea that goes all the way back to 1975 at a conference in Research Triangle Park, North Carolina, and it was organized by Margaret Mead, who at the time was the president of the American Association for the Advancement of Science. And basically calling for control on human beings, control on whom human population. Oh, the humans are destroying the Earth. We must control them. Now, it's important to understand that Margaret Mead's rise to fame and prominence in the liberal establishment goes back to a book she wrote called Coming of Age in Samoa. Margaret Mead went down there to Samoa to prove that environment alone determined emotional growth. And she went down there with the assumption that Samoa, like Hawaii, was sexually promiscuous. There were no teenaged angst because nobody had all these inhibitions and everything that were imposed by society. And Margaret Mead didn't really look around Samoa. She basically relied on two young girls who didn't know that Mead was writing all this stuff down and was going to do a book out of it. And the Samoans, who are a polite culture, they like to talk story. These girls simply told Margaret Mead what Margaret Mead clearly wanted to hear, because she kept asking these leading questions. Are you having sex with all these people? Are you calm about it? Is anybody shaming you? And she wrote up this book, and it was heralded as the foundation of the liberal movement, because it supposedly scientifically proved that environment alone determined the psychology of human beings. And that is the foundation of liberalism, that they can re-engineer the human mind by re-engineering our environment. Now, the book was a complete hoax, and it's been exposed as a hoax because the Samoa described by Mead in that book doesn't exist and never did. The sexual attitudes of the Samoans are quite puritanical and not at all like they were in Hawaii of the same age. Mead simply wrote up a book to prove the idea she went down there looking for, and it's still defended to this very day by the liberal establishment as justification for all these laws that tinker with your life and how you live and what you do on the theory that they're going to craft a superior human being out of all of this. And it's nonsense, and she was doing the same thing with this global warming nonsense. We'll be right back.
Moment of panic. Sheer terror, really. You're afraid to answer the phone. Frightened by who might be at the door. If you're facing foreclosure or being harassed by debt collectors, you know the feeling. You need to visit whatliesinyourdebt.com to turn the tables on the banksters, collection agencies, and other crooks. Whatliesinyourdebt.com has solutions. Whatliesinyourdebt.com features live training webinars from experts, a member forum, support from experts who've been where you are right now and came out the other side in a better financial situation. If you are like millions of Americans who are behind on their mortgage, behind on their credit cards, or just being harassed by debt collectors, then this system is for you. We promise. If you cannot stop your foreclosure, even if it's imminent, if you cannot stop those debt collectors from bugging you, if you cannot clean up your credit, and finally, if you cannot make a few $1,000s during the entire process, make money from the debt collectors, yes, at whatliesinyourdebt.com, we will refund your money 100% in the first 60 days. Don't fear the bill collectors anymore. Visit whatliesinyourdebt.com.
Do you love America? Do you support the right to bear arms? Do you have an opinion on the current immigration issue? Do you believe in the dollar? You have a voice. You have an opinion. Let it be heard. Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com right now and make your voice count. Do you like your rights taken away for the so-called sake of public safety? Do you want to repeal Obamacare? Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com today and fight back. All you have to do is fill out a short survey and you're done. Simple, easy, fast. For your time, you get entered to win free gold and silver. That's right. Get gold and silver free by filling out this short survey that enters you to win. AmericanFreedomSurvey.com. Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com today. That's AmericanFreedomSurvey.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
You can burn up our mosques and our homes and our schools, but our spirit will never die. We will not go down in Gaza tonight.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show. We're getting a report right now. It is snowing in the Canary Islands off the coast of Spain. That's about same latitude we are here in Hawaii, and yes, we're getting snow on the tops of our mountains as well down here. Now, here in Hawaii, snow on the peaks of Haleakala and Mauna Loa and Mauna Kea is something that we get every winter, but apparently This is a very rare event for the Canary Islands. Remember a couple of weeks ago, 3 weeks ago, we had snow falling on the pyramids of Egypt for the first time in 100 years. There is absolutely no question we are in a period of cooling. The solar activity is low overall, 100-year low, and we're going into a new Maunder minimum. And the Maunder minimum, the last one, triggered the little ice age, and that seems to be where we're going. Now, these carbonazis who are flooding my email box and chasing me all around Facebook to try and ridicule me keep saying, you know, it's a global warming's an established fact. We have all these scientists that we gave money to that just absolutely assure us that we're right. Well, apparently all the scientists in the world are not in an agreement. And we are getting this story. This is about some German scientists who took the temperature record of the Earth that's been built up from all the data, the ice core, the tree ring, and everything. They took that data, and they ran a frequency spectral analysis on it. And what they discovered is repeating patterns of climate change, regular as clockwork. One of the cycles is about 200 years, which is basically how long it's been since the end of the Little Ice Age. And then another smaller cycle of 65 years duration, and that these cycles dominate the temperature on Earth. And their data basically show that, you know, doubling the carbon dioxide in the atmosphere would at most cause 1/10 of 1 degree increase in warming. Between 1/10 and 2/10 of a single degree of warming. Now remember what we were talking about the other day. When you go back and you look at geologic time, the link between carbon dioxide and warming breaks down, especially in the Paleozoic, where there was a huge amount of carbon dioxide in the atmosphere and no corresponding increase in global temperature. Now scientists over in Russia are also saying they are seeing indications of a long-duration solar cycle that is linking the Maunder minimum with the decline in solar activity we're seeing right now. So more and more, again, this idea that human activity alone controls the climate of Earth is the biggest bottle of snake oil they're peddling off the back of that wagon. The sun controls climate on Earth. The shape of the Earth's orbit controls climate on Earth. Below that, you have all these biological processes, deep crust microbes, ocean algae, undersea volcanoes and thermal vents, and all of these things, volcanic eruptions. All of these things just amazingly overshadow human contributions to atmospheric CO2. Human contribution to atmospheric CO2 is only 1% or 2%. The rest of it comes from natural processes. But this whole carbon tax agenda is based on, first of all, demonizing carbon dioxide and declaring it a pollutant, even though it is a necessary part of the cycle of life. And then saying, oh, it's all the fault of you humans. That 1 to 2% of CO2 you're pouring out, that's the problem. All the other CO2, that's just part of nature, but your CO2 is bad and not part of nature because you don't even belong here on planet Earth. And attaching a tax to it. And today we're starting to see these articles come out saying, oh yeah, carbon tax would be a good idea. It's just another cash grab. Like Obamacare, human-caused global warming is a hoax to separate you from your money by a government that has borrowed itself into an unpayable black hole of debt, primarily because the design of the private central bank is you can never get out of that debt. And this government sees your wallet as the only solution to all their self-made problems. Obamacare didn't work. Now they're coming back with the carbon tax. If that doesn't work, they'll have a water tax, or they'll have an air tax, or they'll have a sunlight tax. Whatever they can think of that they can get you to go along with, that is what they're going to do. And that's why they're pushing so hard. Oh, yes, global warming creates colder weather. We must have a carbon tax. Now, an interesting little story coming out of NASA, and this follows up on the other day where I was talking about how NASA's budget is being slashed so severely They're seriously talking by 2015 of having to pull the plug on the Cassini and Curiosity missions that are already out there working by Saturn and Mars, respectively. And now we're getting this story that NASA has just completed a $350 million rocket engine testing stand at the Stennis Space Center in Mississippi, which is immediately being put into mothball because nobody actually needs it. Because apparently, in one of the earlier NASA budgets a couple of years ago, Congress said, we're going to give you this money, but you've got to go spend it here and give jobs to our cronies. Give these contracts to build this thing to our donors here. And so not only is NASA's budget being cut, but a lot of it is being politically directed to absolutely useless pieces of construction because somebody's crony gets a piece of that action. Now, for you astronomy and space enthusiasts, starting on Sunday, January 12th, the Earth is going to fly into the dust and debris trail from Comet Ison. Remember, that was all last year, the big buildup, the comet of the century. Well, maybe it's only the comet of the month, and then it turned out it didn't survive its close encounter with the sun. But on its way into the sun, it left a trail of debris, and Earth will enter that trail starting on Sunday. Now, nobody's expecting any major problems at all, although the crew of the ISS are going to be put on alert to just sort of be aware. Things might be knocking on the outside a little bit. Obviously, certain orbiting instruments like the space telescopes will be sort of turned to protect their mirrors from incoming debris. But what this really means is if you are away from the city lights and you go out at night and look up into a clear sky and there's no clouds, you're probably going to see potentially you could see a really spectacular meteor show. And that's definitely worth getting up early to see, because the meteor shows are always actually better just before sunrise than just before sunset. All right, moving on to other things here. As you know, we're coming up on the Winter Olympics in Sochi, Russia. And much to everybody's relief, of course, the FBI is sending dozens and dozens of their agents to help guard and protect the Sochi Olympics. And I'm sure that's amazingly reassuring. We can count on the FBI to do as fine a job at the Sochi Olympics as they did at the Boston Marathon. So there's going to be all these national flags up there on display at the Olympics, and we have to sort of make room for the coming false flag. Could be a repeat of the Munich massacre, which demonized the Palestinians and built sympathy for Israel, and then years later it turned out the guy who'd carried out that operation was an Israeli agent. Another false flag here. Speaking of false flags, a very alarming story. This was reported by CNN. Al-Qaeda controls more territory than ever in the Middle East. Now, remember only 2 years ago, year and a half, they were saying, Al-Qaeda's all but gone. We've succeeded in the war of terror. The villain's gone away. Well, if you're getting ready to start invading countries, you need the villain to come back. And that's what this is all about. Oh, we've got Al-Qaeda here. They're hiding under the bed. They're in the closet. They're stealing cookies from your cookie jar. They're tearing the tags off your couch cushions. Al-Qaeda is coming to get you. Be afraid. Depend on us. We, the government, will protect you from Al-Qaeda. So again, another indication that somebody somewhere is thinking of another false flag to restart the war agenda. We'll be right back.
Are you sneezing, coughing, and aching? Do you have a sore throat, a fever, or the sniffles? There's no reason to be sick this cold and flu season with immune system support from Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver can give your body the help it needs to fight off harmful pathogens without hurting beneficial gut flora and without leaving behind resistant bacteria. Antibiotics can damage good microflora and often leave behind bacteria which can cause problems later on. If you're sick of being sick, try Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver, the number one choice of thousands for a safe and effective way to protect against the many diseases and illnesses that we are facing today. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com, read our customer reviews, and see the life-changing results that people are having. That's SupernaturalSilver.com. SupernaturalSilver.com. Use the promo code PROTECTED for 20% off your entire order. And like us on Facebook, Supernatural Silver.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
My name is Don Wiskin. I had a massive heart attack at 42. The doctors could do nothing but send me home with disability as my future. I reversed the damage done to my heart with a natural remedy. I am now 58 and contribute my good health today to Extendivite. You have heard my messages for many years. A lot of people have taken Extendivite and improved their health issues. We are surrounded by fast food, toxic air, and chemicals that our body cannot eliminate. As we age, they can age us faster. Clean yourself out with Extendivite, available in capsule or liquid form. Get a 2-month supply for only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. You can live a longer, healthier life just by calling 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
How important is the air you breathe? Our air purifiers produce activated oxygen, called Aerin. Activated oxygen is the natural enemy of odors, pollutants, and many other harmful substances, yet it's completely safe. Our powerful air purifiers unleash the power of a thunderstorm, destroying pollutants in the air we breathe. It destroys many viruses, bacteria, and fungi, kills molds, and oxidizes chemical fumes and toxic gases. It removes smoke, pollen, and pet odors. Made with quality stainless steel, our portable air purifiers come with a manufacturer's 4-year warranty. If you haven't experienced the Aerin process of fresh, clean air, then call us today and receive 10% off your order. 877-605-9200. Again, that's 877-605-9200. Time for you to breathe clearly again. 877-605-9200.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
What's really happening? Wouldn't you like to know? Tune in to Fight with Pharaoh, Billy and the Radio. Tired of the mainstream media lies? Listen to the Fight with Billy, open your eyes. Tune in to Fight with Pharaoh, Billy and the Radio.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. And apparently Al Gore's book, An Inconvenient Truth, is now selling for $1 a copy, which is fortunate because that's actually cheaper than firewood. So if you're living in the Midwest of the United States or the Northeast, remember we've got another one of those hard, cold, freezing conditions coming in expected by the end of January. So you may want to go out and buy a lot of copies of Al Gore's book because it's going to be cheaper to burn than firewood. Keep yourself warm here now that all those companies that supply heating oil seem to be running out. Getting on to the economy here, we're seeing a lot of back and forth about the new jobs report, The early reports in the corporate media is the unemployment rate is down to 6%. Sound the trumpets and bring out the dancing girls and all the rest of it. But almost immediately, everybody here on the independent media was saying, wait a minute, we know those numbers don't really mean anything at all. And just before airtime, I was looking at the corporate media, where apparently taking their lead from the critics, criticism that's here on the net, they were starting to back off and say, well, the number looks good, but... Because what they're doing is that unemployment number basically is everybody they can find who's actively looking for work. And a lot of people lost their jobs. All the temp work for the retail for the holiday seasons was let go. And people looked around and said, there are no jobs for us to apply for. So we're not going to bother. It's a complete waste of time to go out there. You go to the employment agency and the little bulletin board there is completely empty. I'm going to stay at home. And if they stay at home because there are no jobs to apply for, they're not counted as unemployed. That's how they rig that number down. It's an election year. And the U.S. government, the incumbent administration, wants that unemployment number to look really, really good as they head into the midterms in November. However, the reality is the number of Americans who are able to work but are not has hit an all-time record of 91.8 million Americans who have lost their jobs, are unable to find work, and have simply quit looking. They're surviving by whatever other means they can do so, and they are not counted as unemployed because that would come up with an unemployment figure of somewhere around 40%, and that looks bad in an election year. So the government just pretends they don't exist. They're invisible. We don't count them. They've run out of their benefits. We don't have to write them a check. They're not looking for work. We're not going to count them as unemployed if they're not actually looking for work. We're sure there's plenty of jobs out there somewhere. Even the U.S. government admits there is only one job out there for every three Americans looking for work. Others have it somewhat higher. The ice cream company was going to hire 35 people and something like 1,600 showed up. That's the reality of what's going on there. Dell's announced they're going to start laying off 20 to 30% of their workforce as sales of Dell PCs continue to decline, in part because of the public opposition to Windows 8 and concern over built-in NSA spying. A lot of them are going over to the Macintosh products, which we should not assume are not also compromised by the NSA. Or they're building white boxes and they're installing Linux. But Dell is being particularly hard hit. John McAfee is absolutely delighted that the antivirus company he started is finally going to change their name and take his name off of it, because he's tired of all the backlash from just how bad that security system has declined since he left control of the company. And it's a little reminder, all of these so-called security software products, they have to be backdoored by the NSA as well. It's absolutely beyond question that just as NSA went into the RSA company and paid them millions of dollars to backdoor their encryption, they've made the same deal with all of these so-called antivirus and firewall and everything to leave the little holes there for the NSA to use, which means it's full of holes for the criminals to use. They've actually made you less safer. Just ask anybody who was using a Target credit card. But it's a small price to pay to win the war on terror. Now, getting back to the economy here, as you know, the United States Senate is looking at a bill to extend the unemployment benefits that ended on December 31st of last year. And it looked like it was moving forward. It's a good election year strategy. Let's get some more money back to these people, and they'll vote us back in November. But apparently it has hit a snag, because Senate Majority Leader Harry Reid introduced an alternate version, modified version, and did not allow the Republicans to comment or offer any changes. And so now the GOP in the Senate is up in arms and saying they absolutely will not vote for this thing because they were not included in the planning. And so that whole thing may fall apart. And it's all about political measuring of one's genitalia and very little regard for how this is impacting ordinary Americans out there. Now, as you already know, our current United States Congress is the least popular Congress in all of U.S. history, and it turns out it's also the wealthiest. Here I grew up thinking Congress was supposed to represent a cross-section of the American people, because that's what the first Congress did. They had silversmiths in there, they had doctors in there, they had publishers in there, inventors in there. People who actually ran businesses, and they showed up every once in a while for this honorary position of being in the Congress of the United States of America. But they didn't make a lot of money from it. They just saw it as part of their civic duty. But today we have this permanent ruling class, and they have become insanely wealthy. The majority of members of the United States Congress are millionaires and above. That is not a body that represents the American people, because half of the American people are not millionaires. This is a body of people of the 1%, by the 1%, and for the 1%. Now, an interesting little story coming out of Fool.com. Obamacare could be worth more than $90 billion to the insurance industry. Actually, that's a lowball estimate. I heard other numbers saying it was going to be close to $200 billion, with the federal government getting a piece of the action from taxes. But I told you this was a cash grab. Because if the Affordable Care Act was all about affordable care to the Americans, at the very least, it should have been a zero-sum game for the medical industrial complex, where they're not making any more money, they're not losing any more money, because the goal of this is to provide health care to the American people. No, it wasn't. It was a cash grab. They were expecting between $90 billion, according to this website, and $200 billion, according to other sources. Federal government gets a piece of the action via taxes, and it hasn't worked out, and they're actually talking about taxpayer bailouts for these health insurance companies. It's all money. It's all grabbing money from you and giving it to people who are already richer than they know what to do with. By the way, Nancy Pelosi is taking umbrage with those of us referring to the Affordable Care Act as Obamacare. Oh, you shouldn't call it Obamacare. That's an inappropriate name. The Democrats are desperate to delink from this thing. We're not going to, you don't call it Obamacare here. That's what Obama was calling it. That's what the White House was calling it. That's what the Democrats were calling it when it looked like it was a good idea, or we were being told it was a good idea. And now that it's turned into this albatross around the neck of the Democrats going into the November election, Pelosi's out there saying, oh, no, that word is no longer operational. We're not going to call it Obamacare. We're going to call it the GOP messed it up care. Or some other thing to transfer the blame here. Meanwhile, up in Detroit, all of those workers whose pensions were thrown in the shredder by the bankruptcy judge are now starting to raise questions of whether the emergency manager and the judges were, in fact, trying to do the best thing for all people, or whether they were simply bought and paid for to strip mine what was left of the city's money and put it into the pockets of the creditors. And so it's looking like there's going to be a big stink and a kerfuffle up there, possibly leading to demonstrations and protests. Meanwhile, Time Warner Cable announced they lost 215,000 TV customers in the fourth quarter of last year. And after seeing the Bourne tedium for the 36th time this month, alongside reality shows like Boo Boo Honey and The Real Housewives of Jackass Flats, Nevada, you know, that might have something to do with it. It's just constant reruns. And by the way, I don't know if you've noticed this or not on cable TV lately, a lot more commercials. It's gotten to the point where my wife and I were looking at a movie and there'd be so many commercials, by the time the commercials are over, I've forgotten the movie I'm looking at or where we were in the story. And everything they're doing to try and, you know, keep their business profitable in the long run is harming their business model, because people are pulling the plug. We're not going to pay money. Remember when cable TV first came along? Commercial-free television for a monthly fee. Well, I'm paying the monthly fee. I'm getting more commercials than before. We'll be right back.
This This is Dr. Robert Rowan here to give you an important message regarding stem cell treatment. World-renowned physician, stem cell expert, and friend Dr. David Steinblatt has performed over 8,000 stem cell treatments since 2001. Bone marrow stem cells are completely legal to do here in the USA. The bone marrow stem cell treatment is not only fast, done in less than 2 to 3 hours, but is relatively pain-free and has little to no recovery time. Dr. David Steinblatt and his office are able to help and treat patients who suffer from cerebral palsy, traumatic brain injury, stroke, macular degeneration, arthritis, Parkinson's disease, congestive heart failure, and more. Personally using their services for my knee and seeing great improvement, Dr. David Steinblatt is highly recommended by me. Go to stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 to find out more. Again, stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 today to receive more information.
Do you flinch when a police car appears in your rearview mirror or you get pulled over? Are you squeamish when an envelope arrives in the mail with a return address of a court, a government agency like the IRS, or some law firm? Would you like to escape government agency harassment? Then visit escapeharassment.com. George Bush allegedly says, the government constitution is nothing but a doggone piece of paper. Well, that's a contract. A contract is an offer acceptance of that offer, at which point a contract arises by law and the offeror can no longer withdraw the offer. We teach, do not accept. That way there is no contract or agreement for you to go to their court or private club meeting. To escape government agency harassment like the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com. This is a tried and proven experienced process, not experimental, with a money-back guarantee that it works and success testimonials from previous students. Remember, escapeharassment.com. That's escapeharassment.com.
Herbal Healer Spring Sale. 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes. COQ10 with hawthorn, glucosamine chondroitin, sea cucumber, colloidal minerals, superfam and super male plex, colon enhancer, our top selling liquid, cow mag vitamin D, MSM sulfur capsules, and elderberry power capsules. We also offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Free memberships and free online newsletters also available at herbalhealer.com. Herbal Healer has been serving the natural medicine industry for 25 years. This is a company you can count on. Visit herbalhealer.com today. Herbalhealer.com. That's herbalhealer.com.
Whew, nice shooting. Hey, that's a sweet AK-47 chest rig. Is that multicam?
Yep, got it from StrikeHardGear.com.
Strike what?
StrikeHardGear.com.
Set your sights on StrikeHardGear.com. Tough, tactical gear for your Soviet-style weapon that's made in the USA. Affordable, plus a no-questions-asked 30-day money-back guarantee and lifetime replacement warranty. StrikeHardGear.com. Go ahead, pull the trigger.
Water filtration holiday specials from RBN. You can get a Royal Berkey made of polished stainless steel that holds 3.25 gallons and comes with two Black Berkey purification elements, one shower filter that'll do up to 20,000 gallons or typically last 1 year, and one Berkey sport bottle for the total price of $356, a $40 savings. We also have a Berkey Light, one shower filter and one sport bottle for the low price of $299, a $40 savings. Call 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200 today.
Well, they're stealing down on Wall Street and in Washington, too. You know, it makes me wonder, what's a guy on Main Street to do? I've always tried to be an honest, upstanding kind of guy. But I must admit lately, I thought about giving something else a try. Oh, I want to be a pirate. I want to sail the seven seas. Yeah, I want to be a pirate. I want to do.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. We're going to take a phone call. Mike in Kentucky. Aloha, Mike. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Somebody sent me a link to the Legal Information Institute, and it's Title 42, Chapter 157, Subchapter 6, I guess, Paragraph 18,115. It's on the Cornell University Law School, and I just posted it over on your Facebook page. It says, No individual, company, business, nonprofit entity, or health insurance issuer offering group or individual health insurance coverage shall be required to participate in any federal health insurance program created under this act. And it goes on from there. Any amendments made by this act or any federal insurance program expanded by this act or any other such amendments, and there should be no penalty or fine imposed upon any such issuer for not choosing not to participate in such programs. So I thought the whole thing was mandatory.
Well, that's certainly what we're being told. We also know part of the problem is that Obama is basically rewriting the law from the Resolute desk in the Oval Office, which is unconstitutional, but he's just doing it. In fact, somebody was totaling up number of bills passed by Congress last year, something like 65, I think, and the number of executive orders coming out of the White House was somewhere up over 1,000. So clearly the center of power has moved from the Congress to the White House, and that is certainly not what the Constitution intended.
Well, it references public law and other sections there. I just left it on your wall over on Facebook if anybody wants to read it and scratch their head and wonder how they can say, Alex, you've got to pay these fines or penalties if you don't have the insurance, because it sounds like there's no way around that.
Well, I think what they're doing here, because the way Obamacare was originally being pitched was, remember when Obama was saying, if you like your health plan, you can keep your health plan.
Yeah.
The law that you are citing is basically saying that if you are keeping your own preferred health plan, you cannot be penalized for not enrolling in the Obamacare plans. But what the insurance companies are doing are canceling existing policies that are not Obamacare compliant in order to force their customers to buy new policies at much higher prices and higher deductibles. So they're just sort of gaming the system. So on the one hand, they can say, nobody's forcing you to do this. But, of course, we know that the Internal Revenue Service on future tax returns is going to be demanding proof that you have health insurance. And if
policy.
You do not, you will be assessed a fine.
Probably have to provide a policy number and that they deem is acceptable, I guess. I don't know. I haven't heard how they're going to do that. You're supposed to provide.
I don't think they even know yet. I don't even think they know.
They just hired
1,600 people to handle this thing, and they're probably still trying to figure out what the heck is going on. There isn't a part of Obamacare that's actually working the way it was supposed to, other than the payment section. That's working just fine. The part that takes your money, that is working just great.
Yeah, and I've heard people that try to contact the insurance policies or the companies that they bought policies from have no record that they bought a policy through the website. That's the other big wrench in the works.
Mm-hmm.
I know a lot of people that as soon as they can, they file their taxes so they can get their return back early. So I haven't heard anybody say what they're doing with regards to providing proof of insurance on their form so they don't have to pay a penalty.
Well, I'm sure it's going to be in there in the little booklet that says this is what you must do.
Something.
And something like that. I have no idea. I mean,
I don't either.
The whole system is just totally
mess.
Screwed up. Yeah, it is.
Right.
It's a cash grab. There's nothing about Affordable Care Act that was anything to do with lowering the cost of health care for Americans. It's quite the opposite. It's shooting the cost of health care up through those premiums. And, it's just a cash grab. And now that it is failing, this is why they're going back to global warming, and we've got to have a carbon tax, and you've got to buy carbon credits. And again, they're all operating from this worldview that we, the American people, still have lots and lots of money out here. We're being cash hoarders with our savings accounts, according to Yellen. But that's absolutely not true, because what has already vanished from the American economy is a manufacturing and agriculture infrastructure that allows ordinary Americans to transform their labor into the wealth needed to pay these increasing demands. And that's why this whole pyramid is collapsing through government neglect, inaction, and apathy, and Wall Street inaction, corruption, and apathy. That foundation of the pyramid, that mechanism by which we can transform our labor into the actual real wealth that powers the system, has evaporated. That's why we've got 90 million Americans sitting at home not looking for work. They know the jobs aren't out there. The manufacturing jobs have gone to other countries. Nobody wants to buy American agriculture in the wake of this GMO disaster. And the only jobs that are out there is you get hired to fill out papers, you know, keeping an eye on each other. We've moved from a manufacturing economy to the service economy of the 1980s, and that because people are doing without services in these hard economic times, now they're transitioning to the regulatory economy, where everybody is paid to write reports on each other. Okay?
How do, are you going to sign up and participate in Rand Paul's campaign contributions scheme, also known as the NSA class action lawsuit?
I'm certainly going to take a close look at it. What we're unfortunately starting to see already is half the judges in America are already compromised by NSA and are going to protect them, and the other half are being blocked by the White House.
Yeah, it says on the bottom of the screen where you sign up, paid for and authorized by Rand Paul for Senate 2016, so it sounds like it's something to do with his campaign already.
Well, I'm running for president in 2016 myself under the motto, he could hardly do any worse, and so obviously I can't endorse Rand Paul.
Well, I would vote for you. I would vote for you, but I'm seriously wondering if I've ever been a U.S. citizen under the 14th Amendment, too.
Well, you know, it's kind of interesting because right now, 47% of Americans being polled have declared themselves to be political independents. In other words, they are not signing up as Republicans. They're not signing up as Democrats. If the Republicans and Democrats are dividing the remaining American people evenly among them, then right now, independent is the majority political view in the United States, okay?
Of course, yeah. And Tea Party is somewhere in the mix, I guess, still.
Tea Party compromised itself. They made themselves look silly adopting Sarah Palin as their spokesperson, and they've trivialized themselves. Got to let you go here, Mike. We're coming up on the top of the hour. We got a lot of phone calls. I'm going to try and get some more in before Phyllis Schlafly. John in Barbados. Aloha, John. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hi, Michael. I've got 3 points I'd like your... Well, was the Stanley Fisher, the dual citizen American Israeli, alongside the Jewish Yellen. The next one is funny that this BDS campaign, this boycott, divestment, and sanctions campaign, is growing, and yet then you have a guest yesterday, this Jewish guest, who's written a book to try and put a human face on the Israelis, but bearing in mind that their religious faith says that they can lie, cheat, and steal.
Well, first of all, I'm going to have to let you go because we're getting some very strange sounds on your phone hookup. And the point of yesterday's guest, he wasn't putting a positive face on the Israelis. He was basically hammering home the point that most of them are still very much trapped by the beliefs of their religious indoctrination, and that is the cause of so much of the animosity and violence. They can't walk that mile in the other person's moccasin, to mix my metaphors. As far as dual citizen Israelis in high positions in government and finance, it is a major, major problem. No man can serve two masters, no government can serve two masters, but yet we find ourselves in that situation. And I don't really care who's in charge of the Federal Reserve. The Federal Reserve does not exist to serve the nation or the American people. It exists to serve itself at the expense of the nation and the American people. And that has to go, and it doesn't matter who's running at any given time. All right, we got to take a break here for Phyllis Schlafly. We've got two more callers waiting on the phone. We'll get to you just as soon as we're back from these words from our sponsors.